Wait, what did you squawk? I didn't quite catch that. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the Lowdown on Science. For humans speaking different languages, Google Translate is a lifesaver. But for the many voices of the animal kingdom, does a natural translator exist? Enter Claire Spotswood and Brian Wood from the University of Cambridge and University of California, Los Angeles. They examine partnerships between honey guides, an African bird, and humans. Honey guides eat beeswax, but to get to it, they wait for humans to open the hive. Over time, honey guides learned when humans were calling them for dinner. Each region developed distinct calls passed down for generations. Researchers played calls from two regions to honey guides, along with a control sound of hunters talking. In Mozambique, honey guides were almost two times more likely to lead humans using a local call. In Tanzania, honey guides were over three times more likely. Talk about communication skills. Watch out for the birds. They know how to spread chatter.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California Irvine Science Communication and LAIST, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.